Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, dear, sweet Alchemist family. This is Jessica, and I am here, and I'm waiting for Tanya to get into the studio here so we can begin our live end of detox Q&A. We're here on day 30. It's just unbelievable that we are kind of wrapping up this journey, but more than that, we are taking the first step into the next chapter of our lives. And it has been such an incredible opportunity and experience to be holding space with all of you and to be just learning together. Tanya and I have, I feel like more even than the fall detox, I have so many takeaways from my experience with this program. I think and I'll let, you know, obviously Tanya speak for herself when she gets on the line from Copenhagen. She's calling in from around the world because I'm here on the East Coast in South Carolina. Here she is. So I'm going to go ahead and bring Tanya in live to the call, and we're going to get started. But please let us know. We have a couple posts on the Wellness Alchemist Detox Facebook page with links to the show. You can simply go ahead and post a question on the page or post a question on the links or call in. If you're in the States, you can call in at 347-855-8050. And we would love to talk with you. We would love to hear about your experience or answer any questions that you have about the spring detox, what to do between now and the fall or the fall program, because we have a lot to share. Hey, Tanya.
Hi, Jessica. Hi, everybody. I couldn't help but think when you were saying that phone number, I'm sitting over here singing 8675309. Awesome.
Oh, my God, everyone. If you could be a fly on the wall with Tanya and I pretty much daily or every other day check-ins, it's pretty hilarious and hysterical and sometimes sad, and you probably cry right along with us. I mean, we've been on a journey.
Definitely. It's been really, I mean, we have such an uninhibited relationship, Jessica, you and I, and the funny thing is we haven't met in person yet, mm-mm, which I hope will happen this year. I really cannot wait to just really, you know, look into your eyes as real humans. It's going to be amazing, but it also just goes to show you how, I think, you know, how sensitive we are to each other, and you can really, really establish an amazing connection with people without having to be in the same room with them, and it's just really phenomenal.
It is. When you were saying that, one of the things that has in a really positive and constructive way for myself. And I think that, you know, the virtual space allows us to, gives us an opportunity to do this more so than maybe even being in person, is to remember to pause and respond. And I always find myself like remembering to do that. I mean, not that there's not too many times where I feel like I would react to what you would say to me, Tanya, or an idea or anything, but there's such a great space virtually to really pause and reflect before you respond. And I'm grateful for that. So definitely one of the highlights of, cause if you see me in person, like my face is like a book. Like if I'm thinking something, if I'm feeling something, even if I react and I don't speak, but I'm reacting inside, like people pick up off of it right away. I don't know if you're like that too, Tanya. Are you like that?
Oh, definitely. Without a doubt. And, you know, I really think that a lot of people have this impression of me that I'm very sweet. You know, I'm a very sweet, sugary, you know, chocolate covered unicorn. And I am, but I'm also everything else. You know, I am a fireball and I get horns and fangs and I get very fierce. And that is definitely a part of my personality. And you can't judge a book by its cover. And I think one of the most vulnerable and we'll stick with vulnerable. One of the most vulnerable things about you and I, Jessica, is that we're not afraid to shine our mistakes. And we're not afraid to say, I need some help in this area. You know, I'm struggling here. I'm having a challenge here. Can you guys help me? And for me, when I'm a part of this group, I don't want to come in and pretend to be something or someone I'm not ever. Even as a role of a guide, even as a role of a student, even as a role of a teacher or artist or writer, whatever it is, I want to show you exactly what I have. And I think, Jessica, I don't think I know this about you. You do exactly the same.
I could not agree with you more. I mean, in fact, I even take it as far as to what we are sharing. You know, when you find a teacher or a leader that you resonate with, to always remember that they, for the most part, are sharing what they need to learn the most, or something that they perhaps have finally been able to embrace, but that they struggled with. Yeah. You know, I don't believe that information can be authentically transmitted if it hasn't been experienced fully. So I am not a perfectionist. I will say that. I find myself working with perfectionists a lot, and I think it's just that balance. You know, at first, like, for example, my husband's a perfectionist, and I think at first it's my relaxed, sort of laid back, like, oh, it's going to be okay kind of attitude that attracts people to me. But then they sort of realize that, like, you know, I would be okay with maybe something that they wouldn't be okay with. And, you know, so constantly finding that, you know, kind of finding that balance. But through working with you, Tanya, and also being married to my husband, and I wouldn't put you in the category of perfectionist, but a polisher. You're definitely a polisher. Mm-hmm. And now through two detoxes and a 30-day Waking Wild reset kit, you know, so through, this is our third, you know, kind of collaboration that we're wrapping up, you know, you've really brought into my awareness my ability to polish and follow through. And anyways, I mean, we probably should jump into our questions. 30 minutes could be like, Tanya, thank you for this, and thank you for this, and thank you for this. So
I like this discussion. I like it. I like where it's going. But okay, yeah, let's talk about the detox. I just want to say thank you for calling me a polisher because, I love that. I really do. I used to be a closet perfectionist. And what is it, the A type, the A personality, you know, getting up early and all these things. And when I started, you know, writing and practicing yoga, I completely flipped the coin. Like I became a night owl, and I threw, you know, the calendar and numbers and everything just like out the window, and I've never looked back. And actually Christian, my husband, he gets pissed off at me all the time because I never use a calculator for anything. And I never make a list. Like making a list, I'll do it if I have to for organizational purposes, especially like Jessica, you know, if I'm working with you. But when it comes to my own stuff, I don't make a list ever. And he's like, how do you remember everything? And I'm just like, I use my intuition. And he's like, go get the damn calculator.
Oh, my God. I did not know that about you.
Oh, yeah. I totally have given all of that up.
Wow. That explains so much. No, I'm just kidding.
probably does. Yep.
No, that's beautiful. Good for you. I mean, I guess, you know what, when you allow what's really important and what needs to happen to come to surface naturally, you know, mm-hmm. to rise to the top, then I think that, you know, I'm looking right now at a huge whiteboard on my desk. I've abandoned the list concept mm-hmm. because I want it all like right in my face. So I'm looking at a huge whiteboard that's separated into boxes with all the different projects and but, you know, I think, you know, what that speaks to really is that, you know, we, through the detox, which we're going to be getting to in just a second, we've really identified some core concepts that we all share, you know, our need to connect, our need to be truthful with one another, our need to become aware. But there's so many portholes to access that information, whether you are an intuitive list maker or you're a big whiteboard, make boxes on a huge whiteboard and write everything down list maker, or you carry a day timer or you use your BlackBerry, or, you know, or you write on the refrigerator, you have a big chalkboard on your wall, whatever it is, there's so many ways to access your intuition and what you yep. need. And that has been just the beautiful things that has resonated from the very first time that we even began talking about, before there was even a book, you know, mm-hmm. it was like, mm-hmm. how do we create something that allows people to access their intuition in their own unique and individual way?
Definitely. And I mean, I think this topic kind of applies to everybody, and also this detox, you know, it's like, how do we tap into our intuition and at the same time operate in this world of 9-to-5s, of jobs and to-do lists? And I think kind of a big turning point in my life, like I said, it was when I started practicing yoga, I kind of let go of all of that stuff. And that can be really, really hard. And there are two people that came into my life during that time. And one was one of my teachers. His name is Godfrey Devereaux. And he asked the question, you know, who sets your alarm clock? Mm. And if you really think about it, you may be thinking, oh, I set my alarm clock. Uh-uh. Think about it. You know, who sets your alarm clock? And that's an interesting question for me. And that was a point in my life where I was working in a desk job and I wasn't happy at all. And I was like, damn it, I want to set my own alarm clock, you know, and things started shifting from there. And I read, I always mess up the title, A New Earth by Eckhart Tolle.
Yeah.
And he talks about time and how time is, you know, it's really irrelevant to what we're doing here on the planet. And the purpose of it is really for practical reasons. It's for practical purposes. You have an appointment with someone, you want to remember that time. But other than that, it's basically useless. And I know it's out there, and it's a big thought, and it kind of challenges how we've been raised and how we do things. But I love that. Like, and it takes a lot of stress off you. Just think of time as a practical purpose to serve you instead of you serving it. You know, mm-hmm. time doesn't dictate your life here. You do.
That scares me.
I know. Whoa, you are the owner of your life. You are the creator of your life. And that is also very scary because we're infinite. And now I'm going to segue into the detox. This is exploding out of my brain in the past couple of days, is we are the creators of our lives. And that is like standing on the edge of a cliff and looking to a massive abyss, you know, an ocean. And it can seem really overwhelming. And we don't have to jump all at once. I mean, we can do that. I did that. But you don't have to. And we don't have to look at transformation, detox, or dieting, or self-care as something that is going to destroy us or we have to struggle with, right? And instead of taking this idea that self-care, that detoxing, that nourishing yourself in the best possible way is going to bring you misery, instead look at it as a celebration and that one closer to finding your freedom. Because the moment you decided to do something great for yourself was you responding to your intuition, right? Mm-hmm. It's a preparation, like Shakti Sunfire said. I hope you guys will all read the article. It's so beautiful. It is a preparing of your vessel for your next step. And it is a response to your intuition. And you don't have to think about it as discarding anything in your life, but refining what you already do. And that was one of the key messages Jessica and I wanted to convey to everyone, that it's not about adding more things to your to-do list. It's not about adding more things to your life. It's just about integrating awareness, sensitivity, and honesty into everything that you do.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Blah, 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 blah.
Blah, 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 blah. Well, you know, Tanya, I wanted to ask you, you know, because I know that just at the beginning of, before you called in, you know, what I was just sharing, like, we're at the end of this, you know, chapter. We're kind of coming to a close. We've been in the sweat lodge together for 30 days, and now it's not so much as it is the end, but it's the beginning. You know, it's the beginning of taking this kind of condensed sort of sacred nonlinear time. I mean, I'll say that, you know, because we, you know, 30 days, we've created this nonlinear experience for people to really reflect and grow and change. And as we have learned from the last two courses and looking into the fall and looking into the next year, what we've gotten a lot of questions like that revolve around, you know, with regarding time. You know, what happens when I start to feel like I've fallen behind? Do I skip ahead? So there's many people right now that maybe are downloading the information just now, or they're in the middle of the program, you know, and we're sort of like as the guides, you know, kind of closing up shop. And a lot of things can come up for people, you know, those parts of them that feel like they don't finish could be speaking, and those parts could be so powerful and those voices so loud that, you know, they just want to close the door and say, like, I failed, I didn't do it. You know, what would you say to that? How would you speak to that? And, you know, kind of encourage, how will you encourage people to stay connected to this process until September?
That's a great question. You know, we call it a 30-day program, and at the same time, we call it a lifetime journey. And I think probably a majority of us will find that if, you know, we have a super busy life, that we may not get to every single day consecutively in the program. And my response to that is, don't stress it. Don't stress it at all. Make this program work for you. And if there is a focus area, if there's a day that really, really speaks to you and you want to sit and you want to simmer with it for a few days, for a week, then do so. I think what to keep in mind is that you have to come back to your intention, right? That you have set this intention to commit this period of time to you and to self-care, so not to forget that. So even if some days go by, you don't completely fall off the train, right? Mm-hmm. You come back to the intention that you made and make this program work for you. And honestly, it doesn't matter if you're just starting now. Take your time. The Facebook group that we have is going to remain open in between, during, and after our official online programs. So everybody can use that space to share, to ask questions, and don't be embarrassed and don't feel bad about being where you are. It's perfect. Give yourself a lot of love and a lot of props for even signing up to this program, right? The moment you decided to change, the moment you decided to care more for yourself, to put you as a priority, things have already started to shift.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah, and I would add to that as well. I have a big non-finisher belief inside of me that it's like I've finally identified that belief is there. There's a belief inside me that I don't finish things. And true transparency here. Like I was recording the Dharma talk this week, which was the very last thing I needed to do for the program. And before I recorded the Dharma talk, so I've done 3 videos, 3 meditations, submitted my copy to Tanya for all these things. I've got the yoga nidra and I'm sitting here an hour before I'm getting ready to record the Dharma talk. And I'm going, oh my God, I haven't finished it. I'm such a loser. I didn't finish it. I'm not going to follow through. I mean, I hear that voice inside of me. You're not going to get it done. You're not going to finish it. And, you know, because I felt like there was like a challenge. Maybe it was my son, or I was just trying to find the space where it could just be quiet in my house. I mean, I don't know if you heard a couple seconds ago, my son was like banging on the door to my office, like, please let me in. So that voice is really present for me and uncovering these things that we do during these processes is uncovering these beliefs. I don't finish, or my life would have been perfect if, showing up with awareness, sensitivity, and honesty does not equate to things are going to be easy from this point forward. Yeah. It is that willingness and that courage and that bravery to keep showing up and to, wow, that's so interesting that belief is showing up right here, right now, when I have one more hour left to go to complete the however many, hundreds of hours that get put in from, all the conversations to doing the work, to doing the practices, to, actually executing it and emailing it to you. Mm-hmm. And there's one more hour left, and that voice, that my ego is still, in my mind doing that. So I really want to share with you that, I need these processes. I need these tools just as much as you do. I need to have to create this kind of structure so that I can remember how to show up for myself. I have to remember how to show up for myself, because if it was something that I did automatically, then that voice wouldn't make it into, kind of my periphery. Mm-hmm. But it does. It reacts to something. It comes into my, and I have to then remember how to go, wow, I'm aware. Like, I'm really aware that voice is here and it feels really uncomfortable. And gosh, like, yeah, it hurts me. Like, I'm sensitive to that voice. Like, normally I would want to go run and hide, or let's go put the elbow macaroni on the stove and get the big chunk of hunk of butter with some salt and pepper and sit down and like veg out in front of a movie and not finish.
And not feel.
And exactly. Nice. Exactly. And okay, so let's get honest. Is that true? Like, is that true that I don't finish? Is that true? No, that is so not fucking true.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to say that, there's a lot of people that are not at day 30 and are are not even on day 2. And just have the willingness to look at that voice. Is that true? Is it true, really?
Yeah.
So not easy. It's not easy work, y'all. Like, you've stepped into, some of the most high work that you can do for yourself. Most people run and friggin' hide away, like Tani said, because you don't want to feel what it feels like to feel your own pain, your own suffering. I mean,
and the opposite, your own potential and your own power and your own expression and your own creativity. It's extremely powerful. And what comes up for me, when you're expressing all of this, Jess, is there is a lot, there's always a lot to do. And we can just surrender to the fact that there's always going to be stuff to do, right? That's right. kind of the influence of the world that we live in right now. So we can let that go. We don't have to worry. There's always going to be stuff to do. And the next thing that we can integrate and embody is that we'll never get it all done. Right? We'll never get it all done. It's nearly impossible, and you don't have to. That's the adventure of this life, that there's always stuff to do. And I think what's most important, again, is like, come back to the human element. and make this a real human experience for you. Don't let it become something that is mechanical, right? Make it real, feel it, and just as you were saying, Jessica, apply the pillars into your life. You know, ask yourself, am I aware of what's happening right now? Can I feel it? Is what I'm feeling clear? And is it real? And then you apply the next layer, you know, is it honest? Is it honest what I'm telling myself in my head? And are my actions honest? Are they real?
Mm-hmm.
We just got a question coming in over email from Joanne.
Hi, Joanne.
Hi, Joanne. Thanks for writing. And she's asking, I was able to do most of the work during the last 30 days, but I plan to go back and start again. Awesome. Even if to see the differences in what I know this time, can you speak a bit about what we can do mindful to keep focused and connected?
That last part again? Tanya, you broke up just a little.
Yeah, totally. Can you speak a bit about what we can do between now and fall to keep focused and connected?
Mm-hmm.
That's a great question.
Yeah.
Do you want to take it?
You know, the very first thing that comes up for me in doing that is to release your expectations of what you should or shouldn't be doing between now and fall. I think that I've learned now to be a lot easier and gentle with myself. And there was a part of me that just kind of wanted to run and protect you, Joanne, and go, just let it, you know, like, let the information. Somebody said this really beautifully the other day. They left a comment on a post on our Facebook group, and they said, let the information that you have learned filter down into you. Like, apply the tools in a way where you can just be aware around how this information and how this work that you've done, how it has affected your life. We can get so wrapped up in when's the next detox, when's the next class, trying to spend so much time in that space of I'm going to be better when, or how do I keep going, that there's a piece that we miss of really noticing how much the work that we're doing is changing us and transforming us. So that's what came up for me first. What about you, Tanya?
I love this question on so many different levels. I mean, I think it's just so brilliant, and it applies to the way that my mind and body kind of work. Because I'm a doer. I will get it done, and a lot of times I will move on to the next thing before, like you say, letting it soak in to my body, letting it soak into my heart, letting it soak into my mind. So just be aware of that, Joanne, and everybody who's listening, you know, before you go on to the next thing, allow yourself to bathe in it, allow yourself to soak in it, and then allow things to transform into kind of another language, right? Because we're building a foundation here, an awareness, sensitivity and honesty. I mean, these are practices we're going to take for the rest of our lives, and they're going to grow, and they're going to transform and into many different things. So that's one point I wanted to make, which I guess we could be encapsulated in the word integrate. You know, integrate, allow these things to be integrated into your life and allow them to be embodied into the way that you nourish yourself, the way you move your body, the way you think, the way you feel, the way you do everything. And then probably the easiest thing I want to say is to journal. Keep journaling. Journal every day. If you can, take 10 minutes. Meditate. 10 minutes a day. I mean, if you don't have the time, 10 minutes a day, set your timer, sit with yourself, make timers for yourself, and meditate every single day. And the other thing I would say is to read. You know, we have created an awesome Nourish Your Mind, Body, and Heart with Words. At the end of each section, we've listed some books that have been, you know, life-changing for us, and I would recommend looking at that list. And the first one that reaches out to you and says, hey, get me, go for it. So integrate, embody, and continue the role as student, right? So continue to practice and continue to feed your body with words, with amazing nourishment from people who have just casted an awesome path of their own, and, you know, offer us a light in the dark places and inspiration and creativity. So, yeah.
Thanks, Joanne. Mm-hmm. Thanks for the question. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Joe. Can I call you Joe? Can I call you Joe?
Joe.
So I have a question for you that has come up for us from some of our participants, and it is, Tanya, what is your biggest learning been through this process?
Well. Like, if I get really honest, like, bare naked honest, my biggest learning, and you're going to love this, Jessica, is to share, maybe expose more of myself. So let people see me live and in person, and let you see more of me. And that's a hard one for me, because I'm actually quite shy. Like, I'm like the shyest extrovert I think you can meet. And it's also, you know, doing these kind of things. I'm also a yoga teacher. I get in front of a class, and it is a mirror. It is a mirror. And it's a little more difficult online, because we can only feel, you know, we can feel your presence, and we could feel in how you share, in your words. So we don't have that face, you know, we don't have the eyes, we don't have the mouth, we don't have the body in front of us. And that is a scary place for me. But I also know that I can do it, right? I do have that fire. I do have that bravery. I do have that warrior woman in me. And that's where I would like to go when taking my next step.
Yeah,
I'm
folks,
listening
I keep telling
to you.
Tanya to make videos.
I'm listening. So I'll turn the tables back at you.
Okay. You know, my mom said something to me earlier, just a couple weeks ago, she was here visiting, and she said, I don't grab the brass ring enough, that, you know, that there's, that I, you know, I get so caught up, and I can relate it even to like a chess game. I love playing chess, but I can never go in for like the finish. I strategize, and I can like create the plan and like vision. But when it comes time to like not execute, because you're executing the whole time, but I use this term very lightly, but it's what my husband says, like when you go in for the kill. You know, like you just go in and you're like, you know, like one pointed focus, like nothing is going to stop me from making this happen. I'll be like, let's just start a new game of chess, or I don't really care if I win or not. I'm not a competitive person. I don't like playing competitive games. And part of me thinks it's a fear of really tapping into that, tapping into the winner inside of me, maybe, you know, like the one who can succeed on her own, or the one who is winning, the one who's grabbing the breath ring, the one who's feeling like the gold medal being placed around her, and like feeling like I deserve it. Because it's not a matter of thinking that I'm not capable of it. I feel like, kind of like what you said, Tanya, like you're like, I know it's there. You know, I know that I have the capability to get in front of a camera. Like, I know I can get up in front of a classroom and talk. I know I can. But kind of just that stepping, really, truly stepping in to my truth is, I'm constantly like dodging it or trying to pretend like I'm refining it. You know, I've been working on a website for like 2 years. because it's just, and I think a lot of it is because it's so important that it's authentic and it's a real expression, but I've also had to surrender to like my authenticity and expression is changing all the time. It changes with the landscape of my life. It changes based on the food I put inside of me. It changes based on the relationships that I'm, you know, that are at the forefront of my, you know, on my horizon. So I think that my biggest learning and my biggest takeaway has really has been not so much that I'm like, oh, here I am, look at me standing here, like grabbing the brass ring, but from last detox to this detox, because I feel like it's not a 30-day, like, hey, let's look what I learned in 30 days. It's how has this intention that I've kept over time shaped me and molded me and like chipped away at what's not serving me, because, you know, that's what sculptors do, is they don't show up with a rock that looks like the David. They, you know, they have this big old rock and then they chip away and expose what's underneath. Is that I feel stronger and braver at standing there. It feels really uncomfortable. You know, it feels very uncomfortable. I mean, I'm not sure who, you know, kind of knows my past or whatever, but I hosted a radio show for like 3 years and did over 500 shows. And I loved doing that. And what I just don't sometimes even realize, and Tanya, like the same thing, like you expose yourself through your vulnerability, through sharing more of you, and you're doing it, you know, or I'm hosting this radio show and I'm like 50% of it, you know, I bring these guests on, but in my mind, my reality, my perception is that I'm a supporting player.
Yeah.
That I'm not the one that's standing in, like, I'm still in a space where I'm trying to reach towards what somebody else has achieved.
Like a dream extra in someone else's dream.
Yeah.
Like, who is that girl in the background?
Totally. And it's an awareness, like, I'm really definitely still in, like, probably the awareness stage of getting really clear around what belief lives underneath that, because I think it's a different belief than the not finishing one. We have lots of beliefs, people, that we're living unconsciously from, FYI. And I think, but I'm still trying to identify the belief that lives underneath that. And then once I really do, and it's getting clearer and clearer, then I know I have all of the tools to learn from it. So these detoxes, and a lot too is like, you know, we're going to talk about this in a little bit, but Tanya has been like my buddy. You know, she's like my detox buddy. She's the one who holds me accountable. You know, not so much just because she's my friend and she's my mama's sister, but also because we are holding each other accountable for a lot of things. Like, you know, the information that I need to get to her that she shares with you. You know, so there's this like constant like check in, like, hey, Jess, you know, and she's a great and like sensitive and gentle, loving, tough leader. But, you know, it's like that kind of like coming back and be like, you know, where is, like, you know, this is due and when is this? And so it's kept me on point and on track of what I need. And I think, you know, and I'm not going to, I mean, I think I've said enough, but that what we've learned is a really important piece that we want to bring to our future programming and our future courses, is how do we support you in creating more accountability for you to continue to show up for yourself, right?
Yeah, I think that's so awesome. And we have another question coming in. And just before we get to that, I want to say that what you're saying, I feel resonates with myself. I think it resonates with a majority of people who are doing this detox, given the feedback we've received. And that feeling that you have of being, you know, you're just you're part of the support staff, or, you know, you're kind of standing in the background, perfect place to start. And just seeing yourself there gives you the opportunity to look around you and see the broader landscape, right? Mm-hmm. You can assess things. You can assess your life. You can assess your situation. That is a very, very powerful and peaceful place to be. It's also a very safe place. And you can recognize that, right? You're standing in the background. You're standing. It's a very safe place. You're standing within your comfort zone. That's all it is. It's just your comfort zone. It is not a reflection of how people perceive you. And it is not a reflection of your self-value. It's just a reflection of the comfort zone you're standing in, your little bubble. That's all that it is. And I want to say one more thing to that, and that there's more than one winner, right? Despite what all these reality TV shows tell us, there's more than one winner. And life is more than what's trending in social media, right? Mm-hmm. That whatever person is trending in social media right now is not paving the way for you. And you don't have to share that same expression. And the last thing I want to say about this is that what is success and what is fulfillment and what is joy and beauty doesn't have to look like what everyone else has said it should look like. And chances are it's probably going to arrive to you in the most unexpected way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the little Danielle Laporte truth bomb card that I leave on my desk, and it says, leave room for mystery.
Leave room for mystery. Leave room for the unexpected. So just, you know, a little recap. When you're feeling insecure, when you're feeling like you're in the background, when you're feeling like your voice isn't heard, there's just a good chance you're standing in your bubble. That's it. You're just, it's just like, soundboard's off the bubble, right? It's just your thoughts coming back. It's not a reflection of how people see you, and it's not a reflection of your self-value. It's just you confirming you're standing in a place that feels really comfortable, and at the same time, you want to grow. Mm-hmm. You know, you grow, you can feel your potential, mm-hmm. and there's more than one winner. Like, believe it right now. Mm-hmm. Believe it right now. We have a question coming in from Christian. And this question is, what is the difference between an intention and an expectation? That's a good one. We kind of talked about this in awareness. I think it was around day two or day three. Day two or day three. And this is a great question, I feel, because it's a hard one to answer, and I'll do my best, and I want to hear what you have to say, Jessica, as well. An intention for me is something like, I'm going to make the intention to be more mindful, right? And an expectation would be for me something like, I'm going to exercise for 30 minutes a day for 30 days. Which one of those? Okay, maybe those aren't great examples, but that's what applies to my life right now. When you set an intention, you're not really setting yourself up for disappointment, right? And when you have an expectation, you are expecting to behave or do or have a certain outcome, and you kind of set yourself up for not being open to the unexpected.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Gosh, I'm glad my husband's not listening to this, but when I hear the word expectation, I just see his face. I love you, Carl. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Carl.
But, you know, the word intention, that's a really great question, and that was a lot around what the Dharma talk was about, was around intention and why we do not. You know, and one of the facts that I gave during the Dharma talk, if you haven't listened to it, please check it out, is that 80% of people do not achieve their intentions, or fewer than 10% actually, like, really, like, fully embody, fewer than 10% fully embody what they set out to achieve. And why is that? Why is that? Because we often focus on fulfilling our intentions or our desires without giving much thought to how our desires serve the greater purpose and meaning of our lives. So if we don't know what the greater purpose and meaning is or are behind bringing more mindfulness or exercising every single day, then it becomes a little bit nothing more than a wish. Get a penny and you throw into a fountain. So creating intention, and I'll use the word sankalpa, and I'm going to break down the meaning of the word for you, Christian. And is that like sankalpa is composed of two different Sanskrit words, and san is a concept or idea that's formed in the heart, and kalpa is a way of proceeding, the rule to be observed before any other. So san, a concept or idea formed in the heart, and we'll go back to something that you shared earlier, Tanya, is talking about intuition, really, you know, letting yourself be guided more by your intuition, which is a great intention to have. But it's allowing space for things to arise in your heart, your true desires to arise in your heart, and then bringing that kalpa aspect, like a rule to be observed before any other. So, and I think that another piece of this is not being specific enough around what our intentions are. You know, they say if you want to pray for specifically what you want. You know, if you're going to create an intention, specifically, what is your intention? You know, creating more mindfulness. That's a great intention, but what is that? Creating more mindfulness in my communication with my family and my friends. Mm-hmm. Creating more mindfulness in how I interact with my coworkers and my colleagues during my workday. You know, creating these like overarching, I want to exercise for 30 minutes every day. Well, how are you going to do that? Yeah. Is there a plan in place? How are you going to make that happen? What are all the things that you are going to do so it becomes a way of proceeding, a way of walking? So, I think expectation has a lot to do with those beliefs. Those underlying beliefs that you need to be perfect, you need to get every single thing done, that you're never going to get every single thing done, that you need to please everybody and go above and beyond and meet every single person's expectations, that you cannot fail. So expectations have a lot to do, I think, with those beliefs that we may consciously or unconsciously be living from, you know, and it's that bringing that inquiry into your life of like, what an interesting awareness around, you know, these expectations I have for myself. Like, it's pretty. So like my husband is amazing. He's wonderful. I'm married to him and I have a baby with him. I love him. And one of the things that like is a constant sort of kind of dynamic, I wouldn't say necessarily, it's not always a struggle, because he pushes me to really be better. He's pushed me to look at my customer service and to look at how I finish and follow through on things. I mean, he's really been an amazing inspiration and teacher to me, but also sometimes I'm just like, dude, like it's 9 o'clock at night. Let's turn off the fucking phone. Let's just like relax. Like things are going to be there tomorrow. You know what I mean? Like relax. And as I'm sitting here with you, all of you, and with you, Tanya, right now, like pretty much things get done. And if things are not getting done, like if you find you are majorly mega avoiding getting something done, then that is even more of a reason to look at that. Why am I avoiding this so much? So I don't know if I like kind of veered off course of what those two things mean, but to kind of break it down from a scientific point of view, like, there's a lot of science behind intention and what intention is. So there's my two cents.
And you know what else? This can be linked back to burning your to-do list. Trust me, like try it for 72 hours.
I'm so scared.
Get rid of that to-do list. And honestly, before you do anything, like don't look at it. Okay, maybe you don't have any appointments for a day or 3 days. Throw away your to-do list, like hide it in a drawer. Or take it out and burn it in the backyard. I prefer that method. But instead of like being dictated by this list, let everything you do be intuitive, right? And first, you may sit there and be like, I got to do this. I got to do it. I got like a million things going through your head and asking for your attention. But settle. And one thing will become very clear. And one thing will have the loudest shout. And one thing will be exactly what you need to do. And your mind and your body and heart is going to be ready and open to giving that one thing its full intention, or it's full attention, so that as you do it, you're giving it your awareness, you're giving it sensitivity, and you're giving it truth. And when you do that, you're going to cut all those freaking strings around it, and you're going to be completely done with it. Do you know what I mean? So instead of doing like a half-assed job, 10 things on your to-do list, do one thing and let it be a work of art. Let it be like freaking monumental and give it your all, and you'll actually create more space. I don't know if that makes any sense. It works for me. I hope someone will try it and let me know what you think.
Oh, God. I just took a picture of myself and posted it on the page of me holding my whiteboard. I mean, like being very afraid. I mean, I look at it, though. It's actually winding down. There's not hope. Like, there's things in there. It's like, oh, I have to pay this person $50. I need a haircut. Dallas has a doctor's appointment. You know, it's a good weekend to have that, but I am still, that has still really freaked me out.
So. Mm-hmm. I hear you. We have another question from Elizabeth over email, and she's asking, is it possible to do a 6 to 8 week program versus 30 days? I felt like 30 days was not enough time. Well, Elizabeth, the answer to that question is a clear hell yes, and that is something that Jessica and I are looking into for next year. So the fall program, we will stick with our 30-day plan. We're not going to have the same material. Everything will be new, so you don't have to worry about that. But 2016, we have some major renovation going on, and we have been capturing all of your feedback and really feeling this thing through and really kind of refining. And again, I'm the polisher, so we're polishing everything to create something that is super easy, simple, and something that will create, hopefully, a beautiful imprint on your body and help you to get to the next level of whatever dream or vision of yourself that you're going for.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, stay. Watch this space. Stay tuned.
Watch this space. So I have just a few things I want to mention. We are about almost an hour, about 10 minutes shy of an hour. If anybody has a question, please write to us in the Facebook group, send me an email, and we'll keep it open for another 10 minutes. I just want to mention a few things that we have going on right now. The first thing is a save the dates. So save the dates. This is when the calendar comes in handy. It's very practical. Mr. Eckhart Tolle will be very proud of us. Please write down September 23rd to October 22nd. That is going to be our fall equinox 30-day program. Please don't change your email address between now and that time. If you do and you don't tell us, we can't be responsible. My intuition doesn't work that way. So if you do happen to change your email, please let us know. You can write to me at tanya@rebelwellness.com or info@rebelwellness.com. Anything else you want to say about that?
No.
Cool. We also want to mention that our virtual classroom, our virtual space, it closes tonight at 11:59. That's Eastern Standard Time. Once those doors close, there is no way to open it again. And unfortunately, we can't email you everything. We can't email you anything. So if you're having technical difficulties, if you're having a weak Wi-Fi connection, please write in the Facebook group and ask our community for some support. We have found that posting in the Facebook group, we have like an amazing response. Like, everybody is coming to everyone else's aid. Please troubleshoot your technicalities there. And if you're missing anything, I'm sure that one of your fellow alchemists will come to your aid. So please do that. Again, that's tonight, 11:59. Eastern Standard Time. That's New York time, everybody. Our Facebook group will remain open, as we've been mentioning, so you can use this Facebook space, which is a private space, before, during, after, in between our official online programs. If you have a specific question for Jessica or I, just tag us in the question and we will get back to you as soon as we can. Both of us are on social media all the time, so we are accessible. The fall promo video, come on, everybody, come on. The fall promo video, and you want to see everybody just celebrating their bodies, celebrating life, celebrating, committing to self-care and authenticity and creativity. So Jessica's brother made us an awesome compilation. Listen to it. Videotape your gorgeous self, your gorgeous booty, your gorgeous hips swaying from side to side and send it to me. It just has to be a couple seconds. Shake your booty in your room. Shake it in your community. Shake it in your yoga class. Get your family involved. Get your pets involved and just have so much fun. 5, 7, 10 seconds. Send it to me, Tanya, at rebelwellness.com. And if you could do that before, say, the end of June, that would be fantastic. We also have an end-of-course survey. The link is in the email that was sent out to you today, and it is also in our Facebook message, our Facebook post, the first one at the top of the list. If you can take just a few minutes, there are only 6 questions. We would love your feedback. It is so important. I don't think we can stress that enough. We are listening, not just with our ears, but with our hearts and our whole bodies. We want to deliver something that you love and you feel is potent and speaks your language. So please, please take the time. Also send me your wishes for fall. We want your wishes. The request line is open. So send me anything that you would like to have. You can, again, my email, Tanya, T-A-N-Y-A, at rebelwellness.com. I think that covers all the logistical stuff. And just one last super shout out. And I want all of you to know that Jessica and I, we've been working our buns off. We've been working our hearts like crazy over the past, you know, 3, 4, 6 months to make this happen. And we got so many beautiful people on board this year.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. I love it.
Talk to me on my computer.
Like, is that me? Like, where's that voice coming from?
God,
I didn't know if it was an echo. But I just want to give a super awesome, loving, heartfelt shout out and props and thank you to Do It Girl, Sarah Durham Wilson, to Joe Tasula and her freaking amazing, beautiful, grounded yogi energy. I want to say thank you to James Clear. If you guys listen to that, he is definitely a green smoothie to your ears. I mean, what a gentleman full of wisdom. Shakti Sunfire, what can I say? Please read the article that I shared in our Facebook group. She's just amazing and will give you a mind-blowing perspective on what detoxing actually means. I want to say thank you to Jeremy Goldberg for creating that beautiful articulation of spring. Jeremy is the co-founder of Long Distance Love Bombs. I also want to say a thank you to Christopher Carter for kicking us off with that beautiful intro to the detox. He is the founder of This Epic Life. And last but not least, I want to say thank you to Elise Thurman Lucellis, who is the founder of Callan Chocolate, and thank you for your awesome, beautiful, delicious recipes. I can't wait to make them. You guys, don't forget, they're located in the Detox Lounge. Don't forget to download those PDFs. Jessica, add everyone else to the list.
I want to say thank you to Moira Nordholt, the Feel Good Guru.
We did a great interview, and she runs a completely vegan and I'd say mostly raw restaurant in Toronto, and is just, I mean, like talk about food porn photos. I mean, just awesome. And she really talks a lot about juicing and smoothies and detox and, you know, kind of the whole from a physical point of view, just, you know, what that's been, because that's sort of her life. She actually leads people through juice detoxes. They come in and they pick up the juices from her at her restaurant. So she is great. Follow her on Instagram. Amy Apoliti, we had a beautiful interview with Amy, and her interview is up on the Vimeo page, and you can also access it through links in the lounge right now. And these interviews will stay up, so they were open, you know, to anybody that wanted to check them out. So they'll stay around if you want to continue to be inspired by them. Mary Claire Sweet, kind of entrepreneur, yoga studio owner in Omaha, Nebraska. Just, you know, she just shared so much of her amazing energy and what it's like to find balance between being a mom running, I think she has 5 yoga studios, and staying connected and on top of her practice. Melissa Brooke Saltman, she helped out with some, you don't even know. I mean, Tani and I, we've been working so much, and we've had several people behind the scenes who really, really supported what we were doing, and even like some of our grander visions, you know, just, you know, kind of like what could we do? Like, could we get on Oprah? And, you know, and these people are like, sure, let's try this and this and this. Let's send a press release. Who cares? You know? So thanks, Melissa. Thank you to our interns who are just, you know, who were just so committed, so awesome and sweet. And thank you to the Hanuman Festival for donating 2 passes to the detox program. Thank you so much. And of course, Tanya, thank you so much. This has been, you know, it's just been such an amazing learning experience. And I feel like I'm on a constant detox with you, just like constantly like refining, and just like the commitment to continue to show up really honestly and authentically is like a detox in a way, because you have to make a commitment that you're not going to show up with a veil of shit over you. Like, you know what I mean? Whether it's bullshit or excuses or like straight out just conscious, like lying, you know, to just make yourself look better or whatever to the other person. I mean, it takes energy, and it takes a willingness, and there's so much more freedom and beauty and love on the other side of it all. You know, I know we're all in this, but if you're just listening for the first time, give it a try.
Give it a
pretty,
try.
It's pretty radical. Radical. I would say this is radical, radical living. So thank you, Tanya. This is about creating a lot of like momentum inside of you, not necessarily speeding things up, you know, speeding up your life, but creating that momentum, that fermentation process, getting that fermentation process so that your ideas and your dreams and, you know, and your goals and your intentions can have someplace juicy and healthy and wonderful to live energetically, physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, all those things. And it's such a work in progress. So I'm excited to take a little break, to be honest. And like we talked about earlier, sort of let everything just sink in for, I think Tanya and I have given ourselves like 5 days, and then we're back on it next Thursday.
It's soulful duty, sister. It's soulful duty.
It is. I would not want to be standing on the front lines with anybody else but you.
Oh my God. All right. A little shout out to the interns. I feel like I just need to say their names. Larissa, Jenny, Pooja, Jacqueline, and Julie. You have been earth angels. I can't believe the energy and the love and the support that you brought to this table. Thank you so much for everything. I'm grateful to have you walking with us. And as much as we have offered you guys, I feel like I've learned so much from all of you. So thank you for stepping up. And to you, Jessica. To you.
I'm making thank this really funny that. Face right now. I'm like,
I know.
Like smiling.
I don't think there are a lot of words that I can express in this moment to share my gratitude with you. I think what I have with you is very real, and it's real humanness. And in that real humanness comes the ability to hold space for everything that the other person has within their container. And at the same time is recognizing the shit and the darkness and the bitchiness and the, you know, all the projecting that happens, because it does, your ability to see the light no matter what. And you have a graceful way of stretching people and inviting them to go further into their potential. And I just want to say thank you for being at my side. Thank you for being my mentor. Thank you for being a part of this. And thank you for being you. Thank you. Hell yeah. And to all the fun, we're going to share our bloopers next time around, because it really is funny to listen to us before these shows start. Before we close, I want to share just a couple words, and, you know, we call this it's a journey back to you. It's a journey back home. It's a journey back to a place you never left, and we are constantly looking and searching for something other than what we are. We're constantly trying to change the shape of our body. We're trying to change the way our mind works. We're trying to change the way we see ourselves. And this is a mind-blowing thought. You don't have to do any of that. You just have to soften into the expression of who you are. Soften into the effort that is being asked of you. And allow every single challenge, every single struggle, every ounce of tension to be a gesture of love, a gesture of love. And if you allow that to happen, if you embody that perspective, you will never run out of it. You will see how easy it is to actually experience the expression of love in your body and in your life, and you will feel how you are being held this very moment. You don't have to go far. You don't have to go far. And in the words of T.S. Eliot, we shall not cease exploration, and the end of all our exploring will be to arrive where we started and to know the place for the first time. So alchemists, welcome home. And this is just the beginning.
Think about it. There must be a higher love down in the heart, hidden in the stars above. Without it, life is wasted time. Look inside your heart. Things look so bad everywhere. Yeah.